Whether you operate one forklift or thousands, one location or hundreds, the new My Toyota customer portal can help you optimize your operation and material handling equipment. This one-stop, free-to-use platform is designed to help you take control of your information and make smarter decisions, all at the touch of a button. Register and access your data today at my.toyotaforklift.com. That's my.toyotaforklift.com.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast, bringing you a new episode today. And on today's episode, I am going to be joined by Ahmad Stokes. He is the Senior Sales Manager at VisionNav Robotics. And VisionNav Robotics is bringing robotics and automation to the warehouse and your operations in multiple different form factors, multiple different solutions for multiple different parts of your operations process. And we're going to dig into how that technology works and where their solutions are focused on. And we're also going to talk a little bit about kind of where is the interest this year as they're seeing it from customers or people inquiring, and also a little bit about what's coming in the future for VisionNav Robotics as well. So Ahmad, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thanks, Kevin. Doing great, man. Appreciate your time this morning.
Definitely happy to get you on here. Definitely happy to learn more about VisionNav. We haven't had you guys on the podcast before, so we're definitely going to be learning a little bit more here. So why don't you kind of give us the brief overview of VisionNav Robotics and what it is that you guys do?
Sure. Yeah, so VisionNav Robotics, we're an autonomous guided forklift provider globally. So we don't just focus on North America, we span across the globe. So East Asia, Europe, Australia as well. But our main focus is to eliminate and reduce non-value labor within the four walls of the facility, right? So ranging from manufacturing, logistics, 3PLs, you name it. And we're focusing on full pallet movements and some other more unique payloads as we can probably dive into later in this call. But our main focus is really autonomous guided forklifts to reduce and eliminate non-value labor.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's such an important thing, as we see so many, you know, challenges just having enough labor to do everything that needs to be done in a warehouse, whatever the use case is on the product that they're moving, but, you know, still a challenge to do that. So obviously, like you said, those non-value added movements, you know, moving pallet from point A to point B over and over and over again, we don't really need a person to Absolutely. Do that, right? Let's bring a robot in. So tell us a little bit about kind of your different technology offerings, because I see you guys have kind of multiple different solutions, I think, that are addressing different processes and things like that. So talk us a little bit through kind of that offering.
Yeah, absolutely. So the biggest thing about VisionNav Robotics that I want to let everyone know is that, yes, we can handle traditional GMA pallets, right? Chet pallets, 40 by 48 wood-based plastic pallets. But the really unique thing about us is that we have the flexibility and capability to handle unique payloads. So when you think about racks, cages, and the automotive manufacturing setting, we can handle those as well with our perception, and not just ground to ground, right? I think there's a lot of players in this space and they're very limited to ground or just low level, 60 inches, 5 feet or less. We have the ability in some of our models to go up to 36 feet, right? High bay put away, stacking in bulk up to 3 to 4 pallets high. So that's where we really tackle those more scaling scenarios within the four walls of a facility, right? It's not just, okay, moving from point A to B, but then what's the next step, right? It's stacking. It's a high bay put away. It's doing handoffs to autonomous forklift or pallet jack to a reach truck inside a racking space.
Interesting. Yeah. I think it's very good to have that kind of flexibility. Like you said, being able to handle more than just a regular pallet and the ground to ground movements, like, and being able to do more than that. I'm curious on the, you mentioned the high bay put away there. And, you know, there's a lot of discussion I'm seeing in the beginning of the year here around, you know, space becoming more expensive, even though, you know, some demand for additional warehouses is decreasing a little bit. We're still seeing that rents are still increasing, right? So people are trying to kind of navigate, figure out how do they better utilize that space they have already and get more out of that. So if you look at something like an automated robotic high bay put away machine, I mean, how can that help you from that perspective, from like a space utilization perspective?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, real estate's not cheap, right? I think you're over in the Northeast, you're a Jersey boy, just like I am.
Yeah.
So we totally understand, you know, real estate's not cheap in Northeast and in a lot of parts of the country. So companies are constantly, you know, reevaluating the racking spacing, going to more of a VNA or narrow application. And yes, we do have a reach truck, autonomous reach truck, our VNR model, in three different weight capacities to just automate those scenarios. So we can operate currently right now within a 10.5 foot steel to steel or clear pallet aisle. So that's hitting a lot of the mark. Now, we're not going to fall into a turret truck or strong VNA scenario, but if you have manual reach truck operators doing high bay put away, we can obviously look at a single bay put away for our autonomous forklift solution.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. Cause I know there's like a lot of discussion around ASRS, right? And, you know, should we put those in? But that's a lot of investment too on the infrastructure side, not only from, you know, but like the entire just structure itself, right? So I mean, can you utilize existing racking with the VNR? I think you called it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, density is a big type of mine, right? You have SRSs, but to your point, right? It's a lot of infrastructure. Mm-hmm. Typically you have to shut down a plant. A lot of, you know, integrated systems to be involved in that type of scenario, where with our autonomous forklift solution, yes, you can use the same pre-existing selective racking that you guys currently have in your facility, right? So it's really just about reducing or eliminating the most tedious tasks within your facility. And also typically reach truck operators are also the most, you know, highly paid as well, right? It's more skill to do those tasks. So if you can automate that process, you're going to obviously reduce the labor, but you're also going to potentially save on product damage, right? Damage of racking as well from manual reach truck operators in those really narrow spacings.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's such a great point too. And a call out on the reach truck drivers, that typically they are the, I would say, highest paid operators and also difficult to find too in the current environment. And, you know, it's difficult to get people internally trained on the reach truck as well. Cause I know from my experience as a warehouse manager, we tried to, you know, train some more people, but there's a lot of fear around the reach truck too, especially when you're throwing stuff up 36 feet in the air. Like you said, it's really a little precarious maybe at times.
I can't do it. I'll say it right now. I've been doing this for almost 10, 11 years. I don't want to be on a reach truck. All right.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big machine, a lot going on there. So tell us a little bit about kind of your technology and the solutions. I mean, you know, there's obviously, you know, a lot of players in the market. So talk to us a little bit about, from the VisionNav perspective, like, how is the technology giving you an advantage? What's some of the differentiators there from maybe some of the other stuff that's on the market?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are an autonomous guided vehicle. So we use a combination of 3D LiDAR and SLAM algorithms, I'm sure you and the listeners are familiar with. So we're infrastructure free. That's number one. Top of mind for most people is trying to remove themselves away from the traditional LGV, laser guided magnets, QR code logic. So we are infrastructure free. But what really separates us and what really brought me here to the VisionNav is our perception, right? It's the ability to perceive not only standard pallets, but unique payloads, pallets in size, and customize our vehicle to then also handle them with some deeper customization in-house. And for perception standpoint, we use a combination of 3D LiDAR, ultrasonic, photoelectric, and also image sensing as well. So you can picture, you know, a four-post cage. It's very hard to stack on top of each other with another four posts, right? Pallets are very, you know, flat surface relatively, right? There might be some pallet warping, but they're all flat surface. You know, how do you stack a cage with four post nesting tools on top of each other? And so we use image camera sensing and different visual AI deep learning to sense and check for any type of deviations as well. So not just at stacking on top of each other, but at high height as well for full palette movements. So the way we understand our perception and the way we utilize our perception when it comes to our guided solutions is, in my personal opinion, really separates us from the competition in those really tough and complex scenarios.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the scenario you're describing, right? I mean, having to put those cages on top of each other, I mean, it's certainly a very, it could be tricky for a human operator, right? So I mean, having...
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, having the technology be able to do that and recognize that, I think is a really great thing. So, I mean, I'm curious on that side, because you kind of mentioned that, you know, not necessarily standard or normal payloads like pallets. I mean, where do you guys really kind of find your sweet spot in terms of like a customer and material that's a really good fit for the VisionNav solutions?
You know, so first we want to have a conversation and evaluate their payloads, right? So as far as a sweet spot, I wouldn't say there's necessarily is one. If it falls within our weight capacity, we're going to obviously take a look at it. There might be some change management or requirements to certain racks that will allow us to perceive it better with higher accuracy, repetitiveness. But as long as it falls within, you know, anywhere from, I would say, a couple hundred pounds up to 8,000 pounds, we can handle it. And that's how far our range goes. So we span across a pallet jack, a reach truck, a sit down counterbalance and a stacker. But our largest vehicle can handle up to 8,000 pounds from a ground to ground perspective.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah. So definitely a wide range there. I mean, and I guess like if someone's looking, because I think we have, you know, in my opinion, I think we're definitely at that kind of inflection point where a lot more people are coming on to getting automation within their operations and realizing like, hey, we need some type of robotics. We need something to be able to prep us and take us into the next few years, right, of business and continue to evolve. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, I mean, with you guys have, you know, these multiple different offerings, if a company, warehouse company, say a 3PL maybe is, you know, thinking about this and, you know, where do you suggest like that they start? Like what solution would they start with? Where should they look to automate first?
And so, you know, I always want to, you know, educate and empower the end user, right? Mm-hmm. Typically, when you have a conversation with a new vendor, new technology, first time looking at this project, they think of, unfortunately, the most complex scenario, right? They want to go right for the high bay or right into the trailer loading. But a lot of times you need those quick wins to understand partnership, integration, how we deploy, and really build proof of concept within enterprise, you know, organization, right? So typically I like to say something like follow the pallet. Let's start at when a truck comes in, it docks, you unload, let's follow that process and then find those low hanging fruit wins where we can easily automate because those tasks are repetitive. So it may be, you know, inbound QC check, dock to stock, right? Maybe you're working three or multiple shifts, you have three or four operators just moving from inbound to put away, inbound to put away. That's an automated task right there with one of our pallet jacks or our stacker forklifts. And then from a phased approach, then we can look at phase two with the high bay put away, you know, or and then the outbound scenarios. So I really like to understand the customer's scenario and workflow first from a manual process and then find those quick wins that are scalable, that can build proof of concept and kind of empower the customer to really believe in the technology, because automation is scary. I respect that. I understand it, especially if you don't come from that space. Mm-hmm. We want people to feel empowered to really talk about it and scale across the organization, right?
Yeah, I think that's a great approach because it is kind of, you know, if you haven't had any automation or robotics in your operation before, it is kind of like your head might spin a little bit to try and figure out exactly, you know, like, where should I start? And I think the example you gave actually is pretty interesting because a company I used to work for, like, we had very little automation, some conveyor, that was about it. And my boss one day was like, let's find solution for unloading floor loaded containers. And this was like 3 years ago, right? Before like Stretch was even like a thing at Boston Dynamics, right? Oh, yeah. And I'm like, yeah. We can't start there, you know? So,
it's too hard.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's great that you're focused on that education. And I think too, it's important, like you said, to find those small wins. I mean, obviously, you know, from like a sales perspective, right? It's always good to get a small win for the customer to create that long-term value and relationship. But I think even for the customer, like trying to navigate and figure out, okay, how am I going to go about automation? How am I going to go about robotics? Like trying to tackle something complex, like you said, first, and maybe not having the best experience or it not working out the right way is going to discourage you. And I think it's really important, like you said, to have that small win to say like, okay, like this is kind of like how this thing works. And, you know, we're able to move, you know, a pallet from ground to ground, from this dock to, you know, this dock or this staging area to here, whatever the case may be. Right. And you see that, and then you're like, okay, like now I feel like, okay, I'm comfortable around this. The operation is comfortable around this now. Like, how do we take it to the next level? And I think that's a really good approach there. So as we look at, you know, multiple different offerings out there, and we're coming up on Modex here too, as well as we're recording this. And I think, you know, last year you look at ProMat, and I mean, everywhere you look, right, there's like so many different options, yeah, different form factors of doing this and doing that. But as you're looking at the market this year in 2024, and you're talking to your existing clients, potential customers, what really are you seeing that is in like high demand this year? Like, what are people really interested in? Like, what part of automation, what part of their processes are they looking to automate?
We'll be back after a quick break.
You hear a lot about supply chains these days, because if the past couple years have taught us anything, it's that an efficient, well-managed supply chain is absolutely critical to keeping businesses successful and consumers happy. I'm Will Haywood, and I host a podcast called All Business, No Boundaries, where we talk about supply chains, how they work, what happens when they don't, and the innovations that are redefining what's possible in the world of logistics. Join me for insightful interviews with thought leaders and industry experts. We discuss how optimizing supply chains can break down the barriers that are holding businesses back. That's All Business, No Boundaries by DHL Supply Chain. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolutely. I think, you know, there's been a lot of early adoptions, especially in the last, I would say, 5 to 10 years of mobile robots in general. I think the vast majority, to a certain extent, has an understanding of ground-to-ground movements. So what we're seeing now is, hey, can you do stacking, destacking? Can you handle within bulk storage areas? And then obviously you have the infamous trailer loading and unloading, right? Yeah. Like that's, you touched on Stretch earlier. But yeah, so if, you know, loading and unloading full pallets, maybe not just one single pallet, but stacked too high in a 53-foot trailer, that's always top of mind for everyone, because essentially everyone has dock doors, right? No matter if they're a mom and pop warehouse e-commerce or a Fortune, you know, 500 company, they have dock doors. So how do you tackle that labor? So that's typically top of mind right now for a lot of clients and prospects we're speaking to right now.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And it's definitely, I think the door has been opened there, or the dock door has been opened, I guess we could say, within that realm, right? Because I think for so long, like you said, you know, there was a lot of focus on mobile robots, the ground-to-ground movement and picking too. It was such like the big focus, right? Which is still a focus, right? But now yeah, people are definitely seeing the same, like, you know, people are definitely looking, how do we tackle this use case of the trailer unloading and loading, which can be challenging, right? Because there is a lot of variability that happens within that. So definitely looking forward to seeing what develops around that. And now I'm not sure how much you can share with us, but VisionNav will be coming out with some type of trailer loading and unloading solution. So tell us kind of a little bit about that and kind of why, I guess maybe start with telling us why is that the right fit for like the next step in the VisionNav portfolio, and maybe kind of a little bit how that's going to work or what that's going to look like, and details, as much details as you can give us.
Yeah, no, of course. I appreciate that. Kevin, a little nice little segue there. So yeah, so we are going to be releasing and showcasing trailer loading and unloading this year at MODEX. Really excited for that here in Atlanta. We're actually based here in Atlanta, Georgia as well, from a US headquarters perspective, about 30 minutes north in Acworth. So we're going to be showcasing our release of our new model, our VNSD 20. It's a pallet jack, autonomous pallet jack. But the unique thing about this pallet jack is that it can handle full pallets, closed pallets, right? A lot of the vendors in this space have autonomous pallet jacks, but they're typically for open base European style pallets. So we have the ability to drive over the bottom board and then handle that pallet. So we're going to be releasing this scenario with also showcasing just different phase approach. So we're going to have our kind of about stack too high, and then transport those two pallets to a staging location, and then showing trailer loading in MODEX. So really excited for that during the show. And then simultaneously, for 30 days after MODEX in our showroom in Atlanta, we're going to have live demonstrations of the same scenario. So customers can, or prospects can, come to our showroom, see our full fleet, but also with their own eyes, see trailer loading with a real 53-foot trailer that we rented here in Atlanta. So really excited for that as well.
Interesting. And I'm definitely looking forward to that as well. And I'm curious though, you mentioned something that I think maybe is a nuance that people don't necessarily think about or is like top of mind when looking at automation. You mentioned something there about the closed pallet versus like an open European pallet. So let's touch on that just a little bit. Tell us kind of like, you know, some of the challenges there and, you know, how that's different from some of the other offerings that are out there.
Yeah, so absolutely. So obviously, when you think about a standard traditional pallet jack, manually, someone spears the pallet and they push it in, right? And if you've been in a warehouse, you said you worked in a warehouse at one point as a leader, you understand pushing a pallet, it's kind of tough to get it over that bottom board.
Sometimes,
right? You have some muscle right there, right? So that muscle is not necessarily there in an autonomous forklift. You know, so there's some vendors who have, you know, a manual spear, hit a button, it moves. But our vehicle will be fully autonomous from spearing and exiting. Right. And so a lot of times, too, there's some minimum weight requirements. So a pallet needs to be 200 pounds, 300 pounds at least, because if not, that AGV or mobile robot will push or, you know, kind of drag that pallet when trying to entering. So that's something that we've developed. We've been working on in R&D here at VisionF Robotics, and really excited to showcase the ability to handle closed pallets, go over a dock plate as well with the technology with our new VNSD 20. Right. So, you know, that's the biggest piece for us is to showcase there. And then the reason why you might be thinking, why are we using pallet jack for trailer loading? We want this to be accessible to all, right? We've already deployed trailer loading with our V&E model overseas with ocean containers, flatbeds, wing trucks overseas in East Asia. But the pallet jack model on the 53 trailer, it's much more flexible as far as size and handling pallets. But also the entry point for costs is going to be much lower. So we can, you know, reach a larger market with our technology. And most importantly, the weight capacity, right? So a pallet jack weighs much less than a larger, you know, larger forklift form factor.
Right. Yeah. Going into that trailer. Right. And I mean, I think it's really interesting too. And I imagine too, I mean, if you were to get like this automated pallet jack and, you know, you're able to do the trailer activities like you're mentioning here, but then I'm sure you could easily take that and use it for other movements within the facility too, correct?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, what we see for us here in the US market is, you know, a scaling approach, right? I talked earlier about the inbound or dock to stock. And you think about how they put away to storage and then outbound. And then what's that last and final step? Trailer loading, right? So we really want to, you know, educate the customer first, evaluate their application, you know, empower them to understand automation and then start growing the entire workflow from an automation standpoint.
Very interesting stuff. And yeah, I think it makes total sense to be able to, you know, have that full range of offering, like you said, from kind of end to end, almost from the inbound put away side to then the loading of the trailer, and also have the flexibility in, you know, what one piece of equipment could do for you in that pallet jack. So I think it's really great that you guys are focusing on that. And I'm a big proponent for automating the loading and unloading of trailers. Because I think that's one of the most Difficult jobs in the warehouse, I would say, myself, as I've seen a lot of people unloading containers and things like that. But yeah, we're really looking forward to being able to see that in person at MODEX and seeing, you know, what the big unveil is like, seeing how all that kind of works together in unison. So Aman, it's been great to talk to you here about Vision Nav and learn more about the offerings and kind of what you're seeing in the market as well in terms of automation. If people are interested in learning more about Vision Nav Robotics and maybe getting in touch with you with some questions, what's the best way to do that?
I'm on LinkedIn, very active on LinkedIn. Ahmad Stokes, Vision Nav Robotics. You can also visit our website, visionnav.com. That's probably the best way. And obviously, if anyone's going to be at MODEX here in Atlanta in March, you can come see us at booth C4075.
Oh, that's good. He already knows the booth and it's like more than a month out. That's good. That's good. He's trained. All right. So, and we'll definitely put all that information at thenewwarehouse.com as well, so people can easily find it. And we'll definitely be looking out for those new solutions at MODEX as well. So Aman, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.